Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that's sponsored by Melatonin, because it also puts you right to sleep. It's called Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to find out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she ends most of her date nights by going home and crying into a pile of stuffed animals. Aww. Meet Cabbage Patch Kate.
Aww. Hey, happy to be here.
And in this corner, she's so uninteresting in the sack, guys have nicknamed her the human body bag.
Ooh.
It's
what?
Lifeless Lily.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, okay.
Some guys are into that, Lily. It's fine.
Yeah, harsh.
It's okay. Lay back down, Lily. We'll get to you in just
no,
a second. Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories, and then the other will try and counter with a story of their own. We'll go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards we'll vote and declare who is the most tragic when it comes to dating. All right, Kate and Lily, are you guys ready to start Battle of the Tinder Dates?
Absolutely.
Nice.
All right, this is going to be fun. That's the bell for round one. Kate, let's start with you.
So I met this guy at a bar, and the first thing he asked me is if I want to buy weed from him.
Oh.
And he spends the entire night obsessing over this conspiracy theory.
Uh-oh.
Where he thinks, like, the government is trying to give everyone cancer with the chemicals that they put in light bulbs.
Light bulb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That tragic light bulb cancer that's going to get us all.
All right, Lily, can you counter that story?
So I ended up having a lunch date with this guy, and he brought lunch to my work, and we ended up sitting in his car for our lunch date, but sitting in his car in silence while he played video games.
What?
Yeah, it was the most uncomfortable date ever. We literally didn't even talk.
Yeah.
So I went back to work, thought nothing of it, and then like 2 hours later, I get a text from him saying it was the best date he's ever had, and he felt a real connection. I'm like, no, not for me.
But Lily, he obviously got a high score while he was
exactly.
sitting next to you, so you were his inspiration.
I guess.
You leveled him up, girl.
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of round one. Let's go over to round two. Kate, give it to us.
So I show up on a date with this guy, and he's like, we've got to go rescue tadpoles that have been trapped in a pothole near his house.
Did you say tadpoles?
Yeah, tadpoles. This is evidently not a one-man operation. He needed another man.
Hey, you know what? That is a PETA-approved date.
Yeah, we got a jar. We fished him out. We dumped him in a pond. And then rather than, like, having a normal date afterward and, like, getting a drink or something, he just tells me thank you so much and he's got to go. Goodbye.
Mission accomplished. Let's pack it up, boys. All right, Lily, can you beat that story?
Yeah, so I'm going to try to one-up tadpoles, but we decided we were going to go on a hike. So before we started basically to hit the trail, he asked me right off the bat if I wanted to drop acid with him.
Whoa.
And what? I was a little bit shocked and stunned and said no. And he decided to do it anyway.
Oh,
wait,
my
by
God.
Himself?
By himself, yep.
Okay,
by himself. And we didn't even make it halfway down before he starts taking his clothes off.
Oh.
He ends up in some field next to us, basically like dancing naked in the field. And I just like completely ditched him, made it down by myself, and never responded and never spoke to him again.
Well, yeah. I think that obviously shows what a close-minded person you are, Lily.
I know. I don't want to go to Mardi Gras with you, Lily. You're no fun. All right, that's the end of round two. We're going to go to our final round.
Ooh.
Ladies, this is the moment of truth. You got to bring your all on it. Kate, give us your last story.
So I go on a date with a guy, and that date actually goes well. So we go back to his place, and he's like, listen, I have this crazy connection with you. I want to show you my favorite room.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, wow, this is going to have like a man cave. I'm expecting like a TV or something.
Yeah.
And he takes me into a giant adult-sized nursery.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah. Does he have a child?
No. I mean, at that point, you're just like, why can't it just be like lampskin shades or something? Like, adult nursery?
adult-sized nursery, and he did not say this in so many words, but he essentially was like, I want you to be my mommy for the night.
Yeah. Oh, he wants you to call him baby, literally.
Well, at least he's a family man. All right, Lily, here's your last chance. Can you beat it?
Yeah, so first of all, this isn't the guy's fault, I will say that, but we were walking to dinner. We had just started our date, and then all of a sudden, this homeless guy literally just jumps in front of us. He demands that we watch him play card tricks.
Oh.
So we do. We go with his game, right? And then I offered him a dollar, and he refused the dollar and instead said that he wanted to watch us kiss.
Ooh. Yeah.
Literally, we had just met, this guy and I. But the guy was confronting us, so we kissed. But it was the most uncomfortable thing because he's like staring at us, watching off. Lord knows what else he's doing while he's watching
God.
Us. And long story short, we didn't even make it to dinner because we were both so uncomfortable, and then we never spoke to each other again.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds like magic.
Right, well, you met one of Brooke's exes on your date. That's kind of cool. All right, so that's the end of round three. The final bell means the match is over. It was a good fight, so let's go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Brooke, who is your winner for today?
My vote definitely goes to Cabbage Patch Kate after her adult nursery man baby story.
Wow.
I mean, that was a clincher for me. It was a closer.
All right, Jose, who do you give your vote to?
Well, it sounds like all of Kate's dates were amazing to me, so I'm going to go with Lily, process of elimination.
You like the man baby situation. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you do have some mommy issues.
I guess I need to be the tiebreaker. And for me, I think I agree with Brooke. Being stuck in some random dude's man baby cave would be a total nightmare. That's why I think Kate is the winner today.
Yeah, Kate.
Kate, you're the grand champion of sadness. You have one of the most tragic dating lives we've ever heard.
Thank you guys so much.
You're
She's laugh crying right there. Like, it's painful at the same time.
That was your Battle of the Tinder Dates. Text in 78592. Tell us if you would like to be a contestant on a future round of Battle of the Tinder Dates, and we can hear about your tragic dating life. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.